USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country as millions of people are bracing for temperatures expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather beginning today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Inflation slowed slightly in April for the first time since last August. Figures out this morning show the consumer price index rose 0.3% last month and was up to 8.3% over April 2021. That's slightly better than the March inflation rate, which was up 8.5% over March of last year. The Senate is set to vote later today on an abortion bill that will make abortion legal up until birth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors.
This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice.
Wow. And look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium or rare. Your neighbors will love it. Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The House passed a nearly $40 billion package to give more humanitarian aid and military assistance to Ukraine. Before the bill passed, Republican Congresswoman from Texas, Kay Granger, was on the House floor saying the United States must take action as the world watches.
As China, Iran, and North Korea watch our response, we must show the world that America stands firm with its allies and will do what is necessary to protect our interests abroad.
The bill passed by a 368-57 vote and now heads to the Senate, where leaders in both parties have indicated they want to get it quickly to Biden's desk. A search is on in Alaska for a bear that killed an Army soldier. The attack happened yesterday as a small group was taking part in a training exercise at the base near Anchorage Regional Landfill. The area is now closed off as wildlife troopers hunt for the animal. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Police have found runaway murder suspect Casey White, who escaped an Alabama jail with the help of corrections officer Vicky White after an 11-day manhunt. Lauderdale County, Alabama Sheriff Rick Singleton says the right safety measures were in place to prevent this, but he appears on Fox News and simply says White took advantage of her position as a corrections officer.
She knew that Friday morning was a very chaotic morning at the jail because inmates were constantly in and out being transported back and forth to court. She assured that the four transport deputies who were at the jail were all at the courthouse when she had Casey White brought out.
A New York City police officer is recovering after getting shot in the Bronx Tuesday night. New York City Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell saying the officer and his partner were pursuing a suspect who tried fleeing. Commissioner Sewell says the suspect then shot at police.
As the male continued running north on Bathgate Avenue, there was an exchange of gunfire between the officers and the suspect. During the incident, one officer was struck in the left arm and the male was struck in the head.
Details are emerging on the killing of a former NBA player. Court documents show Adrian Payne was trying to help a woman who was involved in a domestic dispute. The shooter has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges and claims self-defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.